Good morning. I hope this episode finds you doing well. I'm not. And there's part of me that felt like I did not need to do an episode or speak until I get to a place where I am okay. But, you know, that's not what I do. I want to be honest. I want to be open. I want to share my struggles and my trials, because that's what we're called to do, is to share our testimonies, to share what's going on, even the ugly, so that God can be glorified. And, you know, right now, I don't have the thank you, Jesus moment. I'm just being real. You know, Easter Sunday was Sunday. Easter Sunday was Sunday. And he's alive, you know, in children's ministry. You know, we said, don't be surprised. Jesus is alive. And you want some raw, ugly truth? That wasn't enough for me. In this season of my life, it did not feel like it was enough for me. But that's not true. But the way that I felt and the way that I acted and the way that the day ended, that's how I thought. I thought that it wasn't enough for me based on me and based on my actions and based on how I felt, because Sunday was a horrible, horrible day for me. It was one of my lowest days that I've had in a very, very long time. And Satan ran with that. He blinded me to the truth. He blinded me not to give in to my feelings. Everything I did, everything I said, everything I was based on my feelings. I had no control. So I thought, I had a moment of breaking down completely, just broke. Some real realness. I left church without telling anybody where I was going and just drove. Kept my phone off, didn't let them know. I just had to get away. I was completely overwhelmed. I had nothing left for anybody. And that's a scary, scary place to be. Then God comes in. I guess it's 4 weeks ago, I realized that I was going to need help during this difficult time. With all of the loss in my family's life this year, with Piper, and then with my mom and my dad, and then Dawn's mom. I've never seen a counselor through all of my struggle with depression and anxiety. I've never seen a counselor. Through all of my childhood trauma, never seen a counselor. Through all of my, I think I just said that, with all my depression, I still haven't. Through any of it, I never have. I've just felt like I could continue to move forward, do the things, could serve, help others, and I would get through. And for the most part, I have. But this season of my life, it's new territory. I don't know how to navigate through all of these emotions because they're coming at me so fast. Can anybody relate? When you're overwhelmed, when your cup is so full that nothing else can go in it. And that nothing else could be your normal daily activities or your family or people or the things that you normally could handle, the things that normally don't cause you to be overwhelmed. There's not even room for that, and you're not even aware of it. You know, Sunday was one of those days where I go to church and I practice with the worship team and I prepare for children's ministry. And it was Easter and everybody was happy and, you know, how are you doing? And you're doing great and you're putting on the face. And my daily, my weekly routine. And it was Sunday and it was, you know, the resurrection day, and there was so much good. And but I had no room for any of that in this body of mine right now. And so I totally freaked out, totally had a moment. And it was really, really ugly. So yesterday I had a kind of an emergency session with my therapist, and I praise God that she was able to see me and talk to me and lead me back to Christ. this morning I woke up and my son, my oldest son, Dylan, just randomly sent me a message and said, "Hey, Mom, listen to this song." And it, and so I did. And it was "Peace Be Still" by Lauren Daigle. I've sung the song many, many times, listened to the words many, many times, but today was different. You know, the line, "Oh, faith, rise up in me." I have faith. I am a child of God. But it's very, very tiny right now, and I need it to rise up and do what it's called to do. What a special moment, though, this morning for my child to lead me back. You know, I worry about my boys and if they're going to, you know, keep the walk with Christ, and in my moments of weakness, here they are doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Just another one of the many blessings that I'm finding and that I'm seeing. So this morning I was journaling. I did not journal from Sunday, and that's something that I'm really trying to stay focused in, to write things down, to keep my thoughts in line, but also to remember and to learn from my mistakes. Like Sunday, allowing myself to get overwhelmed and not being prepared to avoid days like that again. Not really days like that again, but how I respond to days like that again, because there's probably going to be more of those. And so as I'm journaling, I decide to write down one of the go-to scriptures that everybody gives when you're grieving and when you're hurting and when you're by yourself and when you feel like, you know, you're just crushed. And it's Psalm 34:18. And it said, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." This is truth. This is God's word. But I got a but, and I gave the but to God this morning. But God, what do you do when you can't feel you? Father, what do I do when I can't feel you close to me? And immediately, he put in my head, "Seek me, and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart." Of course, I didn't know exactly the scripture, so I had to go search it. But he gave me that. I had that, "Seek me, and you will find me," in my heart. And so I Googled. And Jeremiah 29:13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Okay. So that answered my first question. What do I do when I can't feel you, when I can't find you? Then you go back to his word, and this is what he gave me this morning. Well, seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. Well, then I had another but for God. Because I'm just being honest. I'm like, but Father, God, what if I can't seek you? I'm tired. I'm tired. I don't have the energy to seek you. I can't lift my head up, my eyes up to you right now. So seeking you sounds like some effort that I don't have right now. So what do I do then? And then he led me back to, do you believe? And I do. Do you trust me? And I do. Do you have faith? I think it's there, but it's really, really small. And he took me to the verse in Mark 9:24. I believe. Help me with my unbelief. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Sometimes it's hard to feel it. I mean, that's just straight up. It's hard. So when you can't, you got to seek him. And you will find him. But then, what if you don't have the energy to seek? I mean, let's be real. I struggle sometimes with just praying, saying the words, because I am so overwhelmed. I am so crushed, so brokenhearted. So, God, I can't even seek you today. I can't. And then he took me back to, you my child, I am. You know, you had faith to give your life over to me, and I have it. You do believe. It might not feel big right now, but you do. So you come to me. Jane, you come to me, and I will help you with that. Faith comes from him. It's not something I have to do in my own power. You know, in the Bible, it talks about just the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. That effort to seek him, that effort to believe, that effort for the faith to rise up. You just need that little bit in there. And you'll notice that you can pick your eyes up and they can be full of tears and still full of worry and still full of anxiety. And still full of pain. But it just takes that little bit. And he'll do the rest. You know, in the song that Dylan sent this morning, you know, talks about how the waves roar and they're so loud. And grief can be so loud. And hurt can be so loud. And doubt can be so loud. And pain can be so loud. And uncertainty can be so loud. Struggling marriages can be so loud. Financial problems can be so loud. Sickness can be so loud. medical test can be so loud. But he is louder. And sometimes we can't hear it. And that's okay. It's okay. It doesn't change who we are in Christ. It doesn't change God at all. He is unchanging. He is always present. He is more than enough. He is always Jehovah Jireh, and he's never wrong. And we can bring all the buts we have to him. But God, what about this? But God, what about that? He can lead us back to his word every time. It was crazy how I would write the verse and go but and journal. And then immediately the answer to that from his word came to mind. And again, it wasn't the exact scripture. It was just the part that I knew, the truth that I knew, that I could go look up and find. You know, he's still, I still don't feel him as close as I would like to this morning. But I'm working on it. Because he's working on me. And he'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. He is enough for me. He is my Jehovah Jireh. He's providing me with exactly what I need. With the family that is beyond loving and supporting of me. Even with the pain and worry I put them through on Sunday. With best friends who will not let me, or who will say they don't have the words for me, but push me to call my therapist and say, hey, I can't help you, is what she said, but they can. And she pushed, and it was exactly what I needed. For women that are praying for me right now. Whatever your circumstance is today, I guarantee you have all of that in there in your life. You just have to look for it. But even if you don't, you have his truth. He is close to you. He will save you. You can find him. And he will help you with any unbelief or doubt or lack of faith that you have. Because he's the faith giver. He's the source of it all. Thank you for listening. This was me journaling out loud. Have a blessed day, and remember that you are enough. Bye.